Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Good morning. Again, my name is Nicholas Eric Callis. If you're just joining me, good morning. If not, welcome back. It's the Fan Early Morning Show here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Getting you started, kind of easing you into the morning, as always, into this cold morning. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Check out special financing for qualified buyers on new Silverado 1500 trucks. Today, going to be the cold outlier of the week. High of 38 right now, low of 25. Clear skies, though. It's going to be clear, no more precipitation today, but it is going to be colder. Then it's going to be overcast tomorrow. Sun's going to be blocked, but the high expected to be 53 degrees, low of 27. And then it's going to be a warm weekend Saturday, high of 53. Sunday, high of 64. And early projections right now say Monday's going to have a high of 69 degrees. Come on. Warm weather. Van weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. So, talking a little bit about Art Rooney. Actually, a lot about him. I went into great detail about why I think he's the worst of the Pittsburgh professional sports team owners right now. The conversation sparked because the NFLPA had the players vote, every player, not just on the team, but in the league vote. And of all the owners, Art Rooney the second got an F grade and was the 31st owner of 32. Like, he was the second to last. So, just talking about it, like, as we compare him to other the other Pittsburgh sports teams that we have, yeah, I mean, I say he's the worst just based on the way the NFL is. And yeah, I mean, rewind the Odyssey app if you want to hear that. You're welcome to go on the Odyssey app, rewind. You can rewind up to 72 hours, but if you want to hear that whole argument, that whole spiel, you're welcome to do that. Give me a call as well, 412-928-9370, if you have any opinions on that. We got some games today, though, to look forward to in Pittsburgh sports. I know the Penguins, they play tonight. I believe they're playing the Seattle Kraken tonight at 10 o'clock. Indeed, they are. It's one of three more road games that they have, and I believe the trade deadline is coming up as well. Jake Guentzel, still a hot topic. Will he get traded? What will they do if they keep him? Who else should get traded? I think with Guentzel becoming a free agent, I mean, why not? I mean, if they're really not thinking about winning or not thinking about playoffs, then, trade him, get some assets back, and then sign him back if you want to in the offseason, if he really wants to come back, and if, you know, you as Penguins ownership really want him to come back. Sure, I'm with that. The Penguins, though, they're not out of it. They could have a stretcher. I mean, they've still got about a month and a half to go. So, like, you know, maybe even a little more than that. So they've got a chance to come back. They're not, like, deep and out of it, but they're, like, on the bubble of being out of it. So they just, their margin for error is not large. So they've got to step it up. But they've got three more away games before coming back home. And the trade deadline is going to pass here soon. So interesting stuff surrounding them. The Pittsburgh Pirates, they have a game today as well. They're playing the Baltimore Orioles in the big story here. They're playing at 105. The big story here is that Paul Skeens is going to be pitching. We're not going to be broadcasting that game here on The Fan, but you don't follow it, and I'm sure Joe Starkey will be paying attention, as will the PM team. His start might leak there, but Paul Skeens going to be starting this game. Highly anticipated, because you know Paul Skeens, number one overall pick. That's just kind of what happens. But yeah, as I said a little bit earlier, just a big matchup that seems to be taking fans' interest is that Jackson Holliday, who was the first overall pick in 2022, will be in the starting lineup, so we're likely to see a matchup between two former first overall picks. So, exciting, I guess, in that regard. They might get one at bat against each other, though, unless they're going to let Skeens pitch a whole game. Probably not. Probably not. That's not what spring training is about. They're usually on an innings or pitch limit, so yeah, you'll get to see the one exciting matchup. That's the one that's highly anticipated, and then, you know, we'll move on. But I think in terms of, like, every other batter that Skeens is going to face, this is a matchup of interest because Skeen's last professional start was in Double-A with the Altoona Curve, and he didn't get out of the first inning. So this will be his first pro start. It'll be an exhibition, but yeah, still. This will be his first professional start since that minor league start. So, yeah, we just want to see if he can rebound. I'm sure that's what I'm looking for sure. I don't have too many doubts, but yeah, I mean, to see him start his first game since that moment, I mean, we've waited since, I believe, what was it, August, September that start happened, so we've been waiting a few months, so this is something that's exciting, something to look forward to, is his bounce back start here, and then just to see what he could do. I mean, a lot of people want him to start right away, and I know that, and I'm kind of one of those. I know it's not really possible. He's still got to develop, and that's just something that we have to accept, is to be a little bit patient with him so that, you know, he doesn't get ruined before he has the opportunity to really excel and meet his full potential. But, yeah, it'll just be good to see, like, what the foundation is. What's our expectation supposed to be for him as he, you know, faces off against another Major League team in Major League spring training? So we just got to see. But that's nah, it's cool to think about, cool to look forward to. So, yeah, that game at 105 today, Pirates Orioles in spring training.